Okay, good morning.
Hey, it's real
what?
Quick.
What?
So I talked to somebody who went to the 90s, what was it, the all 90s concert or the tour or whatever that was in South Bend this past last weekend? They said it was awesome. Awesome. Like one of the best concerts I've ever been. It's, for some reason, just the vibe was there.
Well, yeah, it's the 90s, man. You never.
Yeah, you know, the 90s tour, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Vanilla Ice. It was Tone Loc, Young MC. Who else was there? Vanilla, you know, I said that.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that because somebody was talking about it this past weekend.
Well, can we go now? Can we go now?
I don't know if it's still just, around. I think we missed it, man.
You're just bringing up something awesome that we can't do now.
You know, here's the thing, though. It was on like a Thursday night. So unless you wanted to throw down on a Thursday night and then get up and be
actually,
miserable
no,
on
that
Friday.
Sounds horrible. I haven't thrown down on a Thursday night in quite some time.
Especially the 90s tour because you know how nostalgic it was going to be. You know, of course you're going to drink and have a good time. The 90s tour.
Yeah, I would have drank so much I would have traveled back to the 90s. That's what it would have been. But all right. Well, maybe next time, next go around, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting too old, man.
Is it going to be on like a Saturday night or it's got to be on a Friday night so I have until Monday morning to recover.
That's on a 3-day weekend.
Yeah, 3-day weekend, yeah. All right, let's keep removing here. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Yeah, pump it. Yeah, pump it. Well, playing video games can help you lose weight. Gamers burn up to 472 calories over a two-hour session, the equivalent of doing 1,000 sit-ups. This is according to a new study.
What?
Researchers used smart devices to measure heart rate and calories burned, and they found men can burn 210 calories an hour, women 236 calories an hour.
Playing video games on the couch?
Yeah. Get your heart rate up,
dude,
man.
Dude, that's another BS
No, but
study.
Think about it. So much of cardio is about getting the heart rate up, okay? And if you can get your heart rate up by doing anything, you do
I
anything.
I understand that. But say that first paragraph again that you read. What, 1,000 sit-ups something? What was that?
So
that part.
They can burn up to 472 calories over a 2-hour session, which is the equivalent to doing 1,000 sit-ups.
It's a bunch of there's no, come on. So you're saying I could play 2 hours of video games or 1,000 sit-ups, and they're both the same. Come on.
Here, I'm looking up how many calories. All right, on average, can burn 3 calories. Hold on. Average, sit-ups can burn 3 calories per minute.
Dude, there's no way. There's absolutely no way. You can sit there and play the Oculus for 2 hours in a workout game. And not burn as many calories.
I think you're not giving enough credit to the cardio and getting the heart rate up. That's half the thing.
Where's the study coming from? A bunch of gamers?
Yeah, it's a bunch of gamers, yeah. PewDiePie submitted this one. No, honestly, I can see it, man. Because, again, cardio is all about getting the heart rate up. You get that heart rate going, you're going to burn calories.
Yeah, but you got to move.
No, you don't. You don't have to move. You don't have to move to get your heart rate up and burn calories. Don't you remember?
How many calories you burn at the haunted house then?
A lot.
Your heart.
Actually, you probably burn calories. Yeah, I guarantee you burn calories watching a scary movie. Yeah. Yeah.
I love this, man. I don't like the 1,000 sit-ups.
Now, here's the thing, though, is that you can't sit there and eat a family-sized bag of Doritos and a 2-liter of Mountain Dew to offset it. But if you're not doing that, if you're having salads and green teas, I bet you could lose some weight, man. That's great. And, dude, I would much rather play video games than do 1,000. I effing hate sit-ups.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But come on, this is a stretch. You got to admit.
I totally agree. As long as you're getting your heart rate up, that's it. Don't you remember the old sweating to the oldies where that fat lady talked about how all she did was just clap and that's how she got started? I mean, clapping burns calories, Hunter. Talking burns calories. It's all about getting the heart rate up. That's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Playing some games today. Going to work out.
And what are you worried about? You don't even work out. You should love this. You should absolutely love this. When's the last time you did a sit-up? You're so against it, but when's the last time you did any kind of physical activity?
Because you can't just say things. Because nowadays people just say things.
Own an electric bicycle. This is right up your alley. What are you doing?
It is. I should be leaning into this. You're absolutely right.
You put a trolling motor on your kayak. You should be on board, but you're offended by it. You're like, blah.
Because it's too far.
No.
They're pushing it too far.
Watching porn burns calories, man. It's all about getting the heart rate up. It's all about getting the heart rate up. Yep.
I guess.
Yeah. This is good.
I wasn't getting skinny playing Mario, I tell you that much. I was a tubby little kid.
That's because you were sitting there drinking chocolate milk and eating, Dunkaroos.
Yeah, like gaming fuel.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're on your eighth pack of Gushers while you're playing Super Mario Bros., it offsets the calories you're burning. Anyway.
Peach rings. I had a lot of peach rings.
A lot of peach rings. Oh, that's good. That's healthy.
Two for a dollar, man.
Ridiculous. Lastly, have you ever ordered something from Amazon, excitedly waited for it to arrive, opened it up, looked at it, and said, oh, and then never used it? This story's for you, Hunter. According to a new survey, the average American wastes over $70,000 in their lifetime on disappointing online purchases.
Damn.
Yeah. To come up with that, they took an average of $899 per year and extended it over the life expectancy of 78.54 years.
I'm trying to think if I've ever bought anything. I'm like, when I got it, probably not.
I have. I've purchased things where luckily they weren't expensive. Where it was literally like, all right, that was a piece of junk, which I hate that mindset. I hate that we have the throwaway mindset just because something's not good. But we've all done that. Where it's not even worth. It's not worth sending it back. You know what I mean? It's not worth the time to repack. Yeah. So
I've had things where I've bought like just in case I need it, and I've never had to use it.
Oh, yeah.
So it just sits there. But I've never been disappointed.
That's not wasteful, though, Hunter. Believe me. I have purchased so many things.
I got a closet full of stuff that I'm not using.
I don't need right now, but I might need it in the future. I might need it. And that's good enough for me.
My future kids will use it. It's always an excuse. I probably should get it.
Yeah. Or it's like, I have the money now. Why not just buy everything I need now? That's why my basement looks like a bait and tackle shop. That's why. It's just because it's like, well, you look, it's on sale now. If I'm going to buy it in the future, I might as well buy it now while it's on sale, right?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
You do it.
That's where I'm at. I think that's smart.
I'm on the same page, man.
Yeah. And to our wives listening who are moments away from filing those divorce papers, complaining about it, you'll be thankful when that day comes when you're like, oh, I wish we had this bit. Well, guess what? Huh?
I got it.
I got it down in the basement. It's been sitting there. There you go. So what do we got? We got burning calories while playing video games and regretful online purchases. That works for me.
It's a trash story. That's what it is.
You know when those...
Especially that first one.
It was Fleshlight was on sale. I bought six of them.
Come on.
All right. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107.